Welcome to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFBA. Over the next hour, you'll be introduced to business and local leaders impacting our community. Text your comments or questions directly to the studio at 540-371-5756. Now, the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
It is the University of Mary Washington this morning and UMW admissions. Melissa Yakubowski is in. Sarah Lindbergh is here. Good morning. Welcome back, you two.
Good morning.
We had such an... Every time you've come in, it has been very informative, and that this really is the time of year... Well, this is... Summer starts college visits. I know that my kids all went, did college visits in the summer and went to a bunch of places, and so this is, I guess, the time that you're hoping that you get students coming in.
It is. I mean, I think ultimately it's great for families because they're... traveling, they're exploring different places, for vacations. And you can work a visit to college in pretty much anywhere you're headed. So it really does afford families an opportunity to kind of multitask and explore areas that they might not be nearby. I know last year we went down to Florida and took my 10th grader to a college that she'd been talking about for probably over a year. And had a really great summer visit. Mm-hmm. It's not necessarily super ideal, I would say, for colleges, just because there's less happening.
Yeah.
But we do know, there are fewer students on campus, a little bit less to see. But it is a great opportunity for families to kind of maximize their time.
Absolutely.
Well, especially if you've just been looking at a college and you've been you've seen all the you've gotten all the literature and you've looked at everything. Now you get to see it up close.
Yeah, and we've in the past, even 20 years ago, that's something that my family took advantage of with my brother. We went on a family vacation and he and my dad tagged on an extra about 4 days and went and visited colleges on their way back home. Luckily, I did not have to go. I was a little bit younger then, but they tagged on extra schools so that he would have an idea of where he wanted to apply the following fall.
Well, and there's so many places around here. I know when my wife took our youngest, and when they went around, and they went down to Virginia Tech, and then yep. they went to just a whole bunch of different places in the course of a couple of days. And she took he and a bunch of his friends all went.
Well,
and they did that.
Virginia, for folks living in the Fredericksburg area and listening to the show, Virginia really is chock full of great higher education opportunities. There are so many different kinds of universities and colleges, from smaller privates to and liberal arts and sciences to regional publics to our big flagships like Virginia Tech and UVA. You really can, within an hour and a half of driving distance, see a variety of different types. And it's great to start right here in your backyard. Low pressure, low investment.
Mm-hmm.
Come on out, see what it's all about. Begin the experience here so that you have an understanding of what to anticipate when you visit other campuses. Like, how long is it going to take me to find parking and make it to the building? What is included in a typical visit?
Right.
Set some expectations about that. But you really can see large and small just within a short distance of Fredericksburg.
Typically, I would recommend probably 2 college campuses a day, maybe not more than that, because you do have to remember it is the summer.
Yeah.
It is warmer. And as much as our colleges try to keep you inside as much as possible, every college campus, it's a campus. You're outside.
Yeah.
You're going to be walking between buildings. It's going to be hot. So 2 in a day is probably what I personally would recommend. If you get to that third school because you can fit it in, you're going to be exhausted
yeah.
at the end of that. And so also that can impact your view and your perception of that school because mm-hmm. of where you're at in terms of, whether it's the, bright eyed and bushy tailed in the morning or the last exhausting one in the afternoon. You've already taken 2 1-hour tours, but typically plan on about an hour to probably an hour and a half campus tour, depending on the size of the campus and the school that you are going to, and wear walking shoes and appropriate clothing to be out in the weather.
And don't just go do the visit on campus and leave town. So allow yourself some flexibility to kind of explore where the campus is located, what's in the regional community,
mm-hmm.
have lunch maybe on campus if you can, or in the community so you can kind of see how close it is, what's happening in that world. But definitely spend a little bit more time. Also, don't forget about traffic. I mean, I think we are hyper aware, given where we live, you know, how long it takes to get to places that may be just 50 miles away, given rush hour at different times of the day. So try to remember to take those kinds of things into consideration when you're also traveling to different campuses. Make sure you're allowing yourself enough time to get there and be comfortable and not feel rushed or miss parts of it.
Absolutely. I guess it depends on the key, on your child and their maturity level and what they're looking at. But how soon do you start doing these?
I will say my nephew, who just finished his freshman year of high school in Texas, is going on his first college visit this summer. So that may be a little early for some. Most students start in the spring of their junior year, okay. But I think, you know, summer between sophomore and junior year is not a bad idea, especially depending upon where it is and taking advantage of an opportunity, like Melissa mentioned, that they took her daughter last summer because it was a school out of state and they were in Florida, right? And so taking advantage of that opportunity. So if your student has started to research different schools and you know you're going to South Carolina for vacation and they mm-hmm. want to check out some schools down there, then after freshman year isn't a bad idea, right? Or after sophomore year isn't a bad idea. But typically what we see is students starting to visit schools in their junior year. And that's perfectly gives you a lot of ample time to be able to explore a lot of different options.
I think it's less stress the earlier you start. Yeah. So it's more fun. You know, there's less pressure to make decisions. I also do think that it's a great opportunity for students to begin to determine what their priorities are, like what is important to them. Mm-hmm. One of my children, actually both my children, really love water. They wanted to be near the beach. I didn't know, even as a college admissions officer, that putting the beach as a requirement on your list of colleges was a thing. But they both wanted to be near water. But you know, some students have just no idea the variety of schools that are out there, whether it is big or small, whether it is being in an urban environment or a suburban environment. They may only know what their parents, you know, have talked about as their colleges and their experience. So it also helps students when they're looking a little bit earlier to kind of define their criteria for what they really are looking for and what feels good to them, what, you know, the best environment for them to learn in will ultimately be.
And if you have multiple children, that criteria is going to be different. I will say that mm-hmm. as well. You know, you may have one child that wants to go 24 hours from home. You may have another one that's, I'll go as far as you'll let me go. And then one that wants to stay right close to home too. So making sure that you're thinking about those conversations with your student or students individually and what fits them best as well.
Yeah.
Sarah, you went to UMW, right?
Yeah, actually I did.
So how did you choose UMW?
That's a very funny story. If I was talking to my 17-year-old self that was going through the college search process, I would have told myself I was doing it all wrong. So I'm probably not the best example. I actually was a student athlete. So when I started researching colleges, I very much was focused on schools that wanted me to swim for them. And I will say that while both my parents did go to college, my brother and my sister also had very different experiences. My sister was a D1 athlete. She didn't apply to the college until after she assigned her national letter of intent. And my brother applied somewhere early decision where he was also going to swim D1. So for me, I kind of went about it probably a little bit backwards to the way that I talk about it now and what I think is the best practice now. But I was only looking at schools that were looking at me. Virginia and Mary Washington was pretty much the only Virginia school that I looked at, other than going to Virginia Tech where my brother was and saying, that's too big for me. And recognizing that large of a campus wasn't great. But I actually had a family friend who was a Mary Washington alum. And she said, my kids wouldn't visit with me. They wanted to go different places. Will you go to Mary Washington? I haven't been down in a really long time. So I went with a family friend and my mom to see Mary Washington.
Wow, it is interesting.
It is very different. And so, you know, I think that's something to keep in mind. My mom and my neighbor knew that Mary Washington would be the best fit for me. And I was being recruited to swim there as well. But I didn't recognize that. I was like, oh, that's only, you know, a half hour, 45 minutes from where I grew up. I was like, that might be a little close.
Yeah.
Ultimately, it was the best decision. And I lived on campus and I had the best 4 years. And then my parents moved. So it was a little bit further.
We'll take a quick break and come back and talk more about UMW and some of the things that you've got going on this summer for people coming in. And we're talking UMW admissions this morning. Sarah Lindberg and Melissa Yakubowski here. More on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
Welcome back to Town Talk on News Talk 1230. You can weigh in about today's topic on Facebook at WFVA 1230 and by text at 540-371-5756. Here's your host, Ted Schubel.
Good stuff already with the UMW admissions this morning. Melissa Yakubowski and Sarah Lindberg here. So as we talk about going around and visiting campuses this summer, I'm sure you have a number of events or things going on. Do you have special things going on for students? And I know you can just pop in like we talked about,
too. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, in addition to our daily information sessions and tours, which we run Monday through Friday at 10 a.m. and 2 p.m., and then just tours on Saturdays at 9:30 and 11, this summer we're doing two enhanced summer visits. So this is something that's a little bit more than a campus tour. Mm-hmm. Of course, you'll get that campus tour, but you'll also get an information session, which is typical. And then after the campus tour, we actually bring in representatives from each of our colleges. So the College of Education, the College of Business, and the College of Arts and Sciences. And they'll be able to talk with you about the majors and programs within their respective colleges as well. And we are doing those twice this summer. One will be on Friday, July 19th, and then on Thursday, August 8th. So that's Friday, July 19th, and Thursday, August 8th.
And that gives you really those kinds of things. That's where the student and the family
can really. And students and families, we see students come by themselves. We see students come with one parent or both parents or grandparents and sometimes a full family slate of activities. So I think that the enhanced summer visit gives a student a little bit more than your general information session and campus tour, but it's not as large of an event as an open house. So someone who's looking for something in between this summer, the enhanced visit is definitely something that would benefit them.
And we want you to get excited and then come back and spend maybe a little bit more time. So, you know, when we start to get into the fall, we do have open houses where we roll out the red carpet. A lot of different students and faculty are involved in those. We have student life panels. And so the enhanced summer visits are a little bit more encompassing to kind of give you a better view of what the academic experience is going to be. But hopefully it's going to entice you to come back and spend even more time on campus with us in the fall. Yeah. When things are in full swing, you can see students walking to and from class.
Yes.
And you can see what's happening in the dining hall, and it's a normal kind of day in the life of students. So
there really is a lot of benefits of coming like in the summer and getting to see that kind of in a low key kind of thing. But like you said, when you do go back and see a college, when everything's going on, that really does get you excited.
Yeah, absolutely. It gives you a better opportunity to give you the perspective of what it's like to be a student there and to see other students and how they interact and what that community is like.
Feel it.
Yeah.
Like, particularly with size, you know, I think, you know, how many people are walking around between classes? How crowded is it in individual buildings? Like, particularly when classes change, I think on campus walk at Mary Washington, it's always interesting to kind of see students engage one another along campus walk. I do have one little bit of caution. I think, you know, sometimes when it just about expectations when you visit campuses in the summertime, because this is also a time when campuses actually engage in construction projects and renovation projects. And so we often get dinged because something was under construction or there were fences around a particular building. But just keep in mind as you go visit campuses in the summertime that this is when most of our students are not here. Mm-hmm. And it's the best time to do some of those upgrades and work to make sure that our campus is as great as it can be during the academic year. So don't knock us for that. Works in progress are always a good sign. It's a healthy sign.
You're right.
So just keep that in mind too as you're out there visiting campuses.
So now, Melissa, you're a UMW grad also, right?
I am.
How did you? What was your story?
Well, you know, I grew up in Maryland, in central Maryland, just south of the Pennsylvania border. And Mary Washington was not a school that I had heard of. And I walked into a college fair as a junior and passed a senior who was in my math class kind of leaving. She was walking out at the same time I was arriving, and she was like, hey, you got to check out this little college, Mary Washington College.
Yeah.
It's super, super cute. It's about 2 hours away. I just love it. You should look at it. And that was really my first experience with it. It was actually the last campus that I visited. I looked at a couple of schools in Virginia. I had a safety in Maryland. I looked at one in Pennsylvania, private in Pennsylvania, that was actually remarkably similar to Mary Washington. And ultimately, I think my visit really sealed it. So, it was a cold, rainy day in November of my senior year. I scheduled the visit myself, which I was pretty proud of, actually.
Good job.
And back then, you had to call up.
Yeah.
You had to make a phone call and talk to humans. And
it's so much easier now.
Oh, my goodness. So I had scheduled this visit. My family was on board and ready to go. I'm a first generation student, so they did not have a college experience like I did. And so I was like, I don't want to go. It's rainy and cold. And my mom's like, we made this visit. You're going to go. And so we got in the car and drove south, got out in front of George Washington Hall. There was no bell tower back then. And I thought, I took two steps on campus and thought, this is what college should be. This is what I had pictured in my mind of how college should feel and look, and brick and columns, yep, and a lovely brick walkway. And I had a really great experience with the session and tour. I was thinking international affairs at the time was going to be my major. I majored in criminology, which is not really related to what I do today. But it couldn't have gone better, and I left that day thinking, this is where I'm going, this is where I'm going to go. If I get admitted, I'm coming to Mary Washington.
Yeah.
And I did. So
fascinating.
30 years. This is my 30th reunion for college, so it was 34 years ago. So I know it's like dating myself a little bit. So
mine's coming up on 20 years since from my visit to campus, which was also in November. Mine was on election day, which is also another very popular day to visit college campuses because schools are out and colleges are in. So that's another big popular day, and she may get mad at me, but Melissa was the one who gave my information session when I visited Mary Washington.
How about that?
Yeah.
Full circle.
So, yes. and I give information sessions in the same room today. It looks a little different, but
And you two work together at this just like you've always been together.
Yeah.
Doing this.
Kind of.
Pretty much since I got to campus, I started working with Melissa as a tour guide. So,
fun times.
I had not been on campus in a while, and I was on campus just a couple of weeks ago, and it was for this music festival that was going on. Mm-hmm. And I can't think of the building now. It's been renovated.
Sikabek, maybe.
Sikabek. It was Sikabek. Oh, yeah. And I hadn't been in Sikabek in years, and it is just gorgeous.
Hard to believe it was a dining hall.
Yeah, right. You may not have ever been in there because it was where we ate all our meals students. And now it's a beautiful space for the College of Education. And then there's a small performance space in there as well for our music department.
That's where I was at. And just to walk around there and just think, it was just really impressive. Yeah. I thought as a parent or even as a student to look at all of this, I would be so impressed.
And that's why we really do suggest, starting local. Like, just get out here and do one. They're low investment. It's just a matter of time and energy to kind of come on campus. You might be surprised. I think a lot of students don't realize how big Mary Washington, and even families. Mm-hmm. You drive under the bridge, or you drive by, or maybe you've come to Dodd Auditorium for a concert, or you've taken in a theater production over in Klein. But it's actually pretty significantly sized.
Yeah.
It's a 15-minute walk from one end to the other, and that doesn't include our athletic facilities that are at the far end of campus. So it's really quite lovely and really a beautiful place to live and to study.
Right. Oh, it is. Yeah.
Driving by is not seeing all of our campus. And I hear that a lot when working with students from Stafford and Spotsylvania and here in the city of Fredericksburg, that they're like, oh, well, I've been by it. Like, but have you been on it? And then another student in the room will be like, no, you need to go on it, because it's a lot more than just what you see when you drive by, because our campus is set up very much like a park. It's green spaces. You can't drive through our campus.
Right.
You can only drive on the perimeter, and there's a brick walkway throughout it. I know a lot of the children in the College Heights neighborhood learn how to ride their bikes on our on our campus walk in the summers.
Yeah.
And things like that, because it provides such a beautiful green space. And it gives you that feel of what a college should be like and how you see it depicted in a lot of different things. And as Melissa said, it is low lift. Like, come to our campus and as your first visit and start to say, oh, I like this, or maybe I want to see something a little bit different from X, and, you know, and get those feels of things that take that self-inventory of what it is that you want.
And especially if you don't have a car, you've got Eagle Village there that's easily walkable to get to places, or downtown Fredericksburg's
absolutely
not that far. And if you haven't paid attention, the athletic complex is like a block over, and it is just, all of that stuff is so up to date and really, really looks good.
There's actually quite a bit going on, and I have to say that the city of Fredericksburg has really stepped up in the time that I've lived and been a student at Mary Washington. I think there really is a lovely opportunity for our students to really engage in the community, much more so than there was actually when I was a student. It's a great city to live in.
Yeah, absolutely. And you see a lot of alums that are sticking around in the greater Fredericksburg area as well. And, you know, either working right here in our general area or commuting into DC and things like that. But you see a lot of that. And I think it just goes to speak of how we feel as when students are welcomed into the community, that it makes us want to establish our roots here.
It always amazes me. There's not a week that goes by on this show that somebody's not here that didn't graduate from Mary Washington.
Yeah.
Yeah. And especially history and those kinds of people involved.
Yeah. Yeah. This is the spot to be if you are interested in historic preservation as a major and program. Our alums are very involved. We have a fantastic program for students to really engage in our community or do internships and different things. But I think in historic preservation in particular, they're really great opportunities.
It definitely got me the opportunity to see different parts of Fredericksburg that I didn't know existed as a student, because I actually majored in historic preservation. Not initially what I came in thinking I was going to major in, and something that I always like to remind students, it's okay to change your mind about your major. I took a historic preservation class to fulfill a general education requirement, so part of that liberal arts core that we have at Mary Washington, and absolutely fell in love with it. And I think the thing that I loved the most was that there was such an opportunity to get out into the community, and we were doing historical architectural renderings of existing buildings and things that were here. And so it was that living laboratory right outside of our campus, and even on our campus, that really drew me into the program.
umw.edu/visit if you want to sign up and get something set up. But especially if you're around here, drive around, look it over, mm-hmm. because it is there's much more to Mary Washington. Like you say, if all you ever do is just see it, there it is. Go into some of the buildings.
Park your car. Come on in.
Yeah.
Yeah. You'll be wild.
We'll be there Monday through Friday.
Yeah.
And most Saturdays.
Yes.
Melissa Yakubowski and Sarah Lindberg from UMW Admissions in this morning. More on News Talk 1230 WFVA. It is 8:31.
From the Fredericksburg.today online news studios, this is News Talk 1230 WFVA Fredericksburg, a Centennial broadcasting station focused on Fredericksburg. This is Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Hear the show anytime by subscribing to the Town Talk podcast on your favorite podcast platform. And now, here's your host, Ted Schubel.
UMW Admissions this morning. Sarah Lindberg is here. Are you still the director of first-year admissions?
I am.
Okay.
I am, yeah.
And
still working with all those first-year students coming directly out of high school.
And that has to be... I know in my case, I was so not ready for college. It was just like you graduated from high school and you had to go. And I ended up having a great time.
Right.
But it took me a while.
Yeah, I think that for a lot of students, it's the that expectation. And I think when you and I were going off to college, like, That was it. That's what you do.
That's what you do.
Now, today, there's a lot more to help you prepare and people to have conversations with and support systems within the high schools to help you kind of facilitate that college search process and figure out what the right step is for you post high school, more so than when we or parents of students that are of high school age today really had. And so utilizing those resources within your schools, school counseling offices, college and career centers, but also, you know, leaning on the resources of once you've started visiting colleges, a lot of us work with students from specific areas and we have like a counselor set up. So specifically for me, I work with all of the students from the city of Fredericksburg. So if you are a student that goes to JM, I am your counselor through this process,
okay.
And I am the person that you can reach out to. I also work with our homeschooled students, which I know we have quite a bit of homeschooled student population in the greater Fredericksburg area as well. I'm that person that you can kind of start with and talk to about the Mary Washington experience and leaning into that and realizing that, yes, the information session is great and you can get a lot of questions answered, but you're always going to probably come up with more questions down the road. Reach back out to that person that they've told you is your point of contact and build those conversations and build that relationship with that individual.
So if I'm home right now and I've gone through my first or even my, you know, I'm going to another college and I'd like to transfer. Is it too late to transfer for you know, this fall?
No, it's not. So while most colleges and have hit their what they would say is their application or priority filing date, we're still accepting applications to transfer for the fall semester and will throughout the summer. We realize the timeline for transfer students is a little bit different because those conversations are just happening now. You're coming home and you're reflecting on the year that you've had and whether or not that has been the right fit for you. And I think one of the biggest things to remember is that we don't always get things right the first time we try them. And it's okay to make a change if you think that change is going to better serve you and better prepare you for the future.
Yeah. I don't have, Sarah used to do transfer before
I did.
She did first year only. And so she's got a lot of great experience along those lines. I think that, you know, there are also a lot of students who this is part of their plan. You know, this is an economical way of approaching a 4-year degree. If mm-hmm. if you do your 2 years at Germana or Woodbridge, you know, Nova, if that is a little bit more convenient for you. But this is definitely a way to really cut your costs by at least a third by completing an associate's degree. There's actually a website called Transfer Virginia for students who are really planning for that process that will allow prospective students who are just kind of beginning to decide where their, you know, what their long-term goal is, but understand that they're gonna start at the community college, and they can compare and contrast. But we all agree to accept a core of courses that are going to be the foundation for a 4-year degree, so that students have understanding at the start of what they need to do throughout their 2-year degree to make sure that they're in the best possible position to transfer to their long-term 4-year. Degree. And it does increase the runway for them. So, mm-hmm. you know, certainly they can continue to search while still completing a core mm-hmm. that they know is going to be to their advantage. They can continue to decide what's, you know, going to be the best ultimate 4-year degree completion opportunity for them, whether that is small or large or rural or urban. Many students who start at Germana or at Nova end up staying very regionally because it's convenient. They're living at home and commuting. And so Mary Washington is a great step. Students can come and finish degrees and be in in the same timeline as completing it all in 4 years. I don't think that was probably the likelihood prior to Transfer Virginia and these transfer articulation agreements. You know, they might end up spending an extra year. So,
right.
So we don't want it to add additional costs on the back end. We want it to be very streamlined and smooth. And so we still want you to be able to complete in 4 years. And so this is certainly allowing students to do that.
So if you're sitting at home right now just thinking, I don't want to go back to where I'm at. You're still the option.
Absolutely.
Mary Washington is an option.
Yeah, absolutely. Look at your options. Look at us. Come for a campus visit. Mm-hmm. And especially if you didn't consider us before, or maybe you were one of those people that just drove by. Come walk onto campus, talk with our team, our transfer counselors, and see how your credits would come over and how we can help you finish that degree.
We also have transfer scholarships, which not many colleges and universities do. So merit, like if you are a good student and performing well at your current institution, there's actually a little bit of incentive to continue as a full-time student at Mary Washington with a, you know, an academic scholarship to kind of help you. And it can be as a commuter student, it can be as a residential student. So I do think that many of our students in our local community who have resources and want a residential college experience don't even think about Mary Washington, and yet you're in a whole separate world. Just like you drive by it and you don't know what's happening inside inside the green spaces. There are no walls, so you can come and go as you please. But when you're living on campus, you really are in a whole different world. And even for transfer students, we have that opportunity. And unless your parents put a GPS tracker on your phone, I mean, I've got Life 360. I know where my kids are, but you know, they have to kind of find you on campus. You're not necessarily in one location, and we've even had a number of, particularly for first year students, I think, who start out saying, "I want to be residential." They may come to orientation and be like, "I didn't know about this, and can I change? Can I live on campus?" And certainly we try to make that happen for students too, or they might choose to live on, you know, as a sophomore. So there's some great opportunities to have that and be still in your own world, but have the familiarity and the resources and support of your family close by. You'll be the most popular person because you've got access to home-cooked meals and free laundry.
And you also know the ins and outs of downtown Fredericksburg and all the things that are in the community and what's happening. And especially, you know, as either as a first year or a transfer student, having that, again, makes you very popular for to be like, oh, well, where should we go get coffee? Or where should we go to hang out by the river? Like, what's the secret spot? Like,
ice cream and donuts.
Yeah, we do have a lot of ice cream and donuts. like, what's the best? You know, having those conversations with your classmates and really being able to give them an opportunity to see different parts of Fredericksburg that maybe they wouldn't necessarily see if they just go with what's right in front of them.
Yeah. So we're talking to UMW admissions this morning. So the 2025 class, when does that start? I mean, I know we just... It just finished with graduation.
2 years ago is when it started, actually.
Exactly.
So a lot of students, we actually, and a lot of colleges, you probably, students sitting at home, have said, how do these colleges know I exist at this point? I started getting mail or emails from different schools.
Yes.
How does those things happen?
How does that work?
It happens through your SATs and your ACTs and PSATs and big futures on College Board and things like that that your school counseling office has had you sign up for. So go ahead and look at those different mailers and take advantage of seeing all of these schools that are interested and think that you fit their academic profile of students that they're looking for to help. But yeah, so it started, our communications with a lot of students start in their sophomore and junior year and really continue on into the senior year. But the application for the class of 2025 high school graduates will actually open on August 1st. So there is a little bit of runway before your senior year starts to start working on that application, especially as we've transitioned to having school starting earlier in our local area. But I definitely think starting earlier is better because you want to give yourself the opportunity to take advantage of all of those special things that happen during your senior year, going to Friday night football games and going to homecoming and having all of those different senior lasts, you know. Don't let the college application process hit you all in one bricks and be like, oh, I can't do that. I have to go do this. But start early when that opens on August 1st.
That's a great idea. That is a great idea because it can overwhelm you.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden your senior year gets lost because you're
doing
all
the
paperwork
things.
that has to be done.
Yeah. Well, and if you're thinking early decision, which means that you have a single first choice college that you would like to go to. If you are going to apply to that school, it means that you have decided it is binding, which means that if you're admitted, you're going to go. Then your research really needs to be concluded this summer, because those filing dates are pretty early in the fall, usually around November 1st. And so in that case, you have even a shorter runway to make sure that that is confirmed, that you have visited, you understand what the commitments are, you understand potentially what the financial commitments could be. So early decision applicants who are thinking they've got a single first choice should be wrapping that search up in the summer before their senior year.
That is such a good idea, though.
Yeah.
Of doing that, and by doing it earlier too, you do have a chance to sit down with the financial people and talk about different ways and explore scholarships and those kinds of things.
Right. There really are three parts of the college application and search process at this point. It is, searching for your school, submitting all of your applications, and then it's applying for scholarships and financial aid. Like, that really has become not just something a little bit extra that you do, but it's something that you need to research and really work on and financing in this investment in yourself to really help you, whether that's community scholarships or institutional scholarships or federal financial aid. You want to make sure that you're giving yourself the best foot forward by preparing and doing all of the different pieces to make it the most affordable option for yourself.
UMW.edu, and I guess just go from there, as far as if you're looking for information about whether transferring or things this summer.
It's all up there.
It's all right there. We can take a break and come back, because we have to have extra time for one of the greatest analogies this show has ever had, the pizza analogy. And college admissions. And Sarah will share that with us. And a little bit more stuff to talk about with UMW admissions. Melissa Yakubowski here, the Dean of Admissions. Sarah is the Director of First Year Admissions at the University of Mary Washington. We'll wrap it up when we come back on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
This is Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Download the all-new News Talk 1230 WFVA app for Apple and Android. Text your comments or questions directly to the studio at 540-371-5756. And now, here's your host, Ted Schubel.
University of Mary Washington this morning, admissions with Sarah Lindberg and Melissa Yakubowski. Last fall, when you first came in, Sarah, you told this pizza analogy that I have been waiting. And earlier this year, Melissa did a great job of describing it.
But
it wasn't quite as good as Sarah did. But it really sort of summed up the whole process.
Yeah, absolutely. When you're thinking about a college application and a holistic review process and what that looks like, think of it like a pizza. So first and foremost, you have to have a foundation or a crust, and that is going to be your application itself, right? If you don't apply, if you don't have a crust, you don't have a pizza. You can think of the next two pieces as, standard. Everybody is going to require them, and that is going to be looking at your curriculum. That's going to be your sauce, right? And then you can also look at your grades as your cheese. So one of the things to think of is that if you're thinking in a holistic approach review of the application, that those three components, they can make the world's most fantastic slice of New York pizza. But they could also make a pretty mediocre pizza, right? Sometimes those toppings are what really enhances it. So knowing, again, in that holistic review, that your SAT scores, if a school is test optional, your essay, your letters of recommendation, your interview, if you're doing that, are all going to be add-ons. They're additions to that pizza. And that can make an okay pizza the best pizza in the world. But it can also just regularly enhance that already good pizza, but it doesn't substitute the foundational pieces, right? So knowing that curriculum is the first thing that colleges are going to look at when they're reviewing your application, and your grades and your grade trends, right? We know that GPAs, and I don't say GPA because we know GPAs are different from school to school and county to county, right? With weight and everything like that. So really looking at your grades themselves in each of your classes and your trends. Have you been consistent? Have you had an upward trend? The trend we don't want to see is that downward trend. Those are all things that are really inherent to making sure that you're going to be successful at our schools. And what each college is looking at in terms of that pizza makeup is going to be a little bit different. So keeping that in mind as well, when you're searching for schools, that you want to look at their academic profile. And do you fit into that profile? Are you on the cusp of that profile at the lower end? Or are you, you know, exceeded that profile at the top end too?
So Melissa, as dean of admissions, and you're sort of the, I mean, as you look at all of this, when you look at the person's profile and in everything, I guess you're looking at everything as a whole.
We are, and so you know, I think that there is not necessarily one thing that ever makes or breaks a student's decision. You know, we're often hard pressed if students are really strong academically to say no. I mean, that's not generally gonna happen. I think that you know, when it comes to testing and extracurriculars, though, sometimes people put a little more stock in some of those things that are going to admit a student who maybe has a mediocre or a less strong performance and curriculum. Mm-hmm. It doesn't necessarily make up for that, just like right. Sarah said. So the foundation really is quite important, and it's never too late to do your best, I think is also a message that we want to reinforce. The vast majority of scholarship that exists in this world for going to college has academic foundation. So yes, you see a lot of great athletes getting spots and scholarship, but they are few and far between. The majority of our students are going to earn academic scholarships to help pay for college. And so the best thing students can do is try to do their best from day one. So if you have a student who is starting out as a high school freshman in the next year, like building a strong foundation and curriculum that they can grow with mm-hmm. every year, that they can maybe take some advanced courses down the road and grow into, not slack off, is really important. We also want our kids to be mentally healthy and balanced to some degree. So understanding what might be too much. You know, my kids really looked at some enhanced programs in the county and ultimately decided that might be too much for them. That might be too stressful.
Hmm.
And you can still have great options in other ways, you know, on tracks that afford dual enrollment or APs in the regular high school. So best you can on a daily basis, I think, is probably the best advice that I can give, because that's really where it's going to be most impactful. Those are your sauce and your cheese. And you can have lots of different kinds of crust. You can have gluten-free.
Yes.
You can have cauliflower
yes.
if you want.
And yeah, you don't have to choice. And don't always compare yourself with somebody
Correct.
Else.
Right. Correct. Yeah, I think it's really important. At this point in time, students realize that, you know, try not to compare yourself to your best friend. What is the right fit for you is going to be different than what is the right fit for your best friend.
And even or your boyfriend or your parents.
Yes. And even though they are those important people in your life, just know that you are an individual and your individual needs are going to be a little bit different.
But those are such good, because I've seen it with families comparing with one another, or, you know, boyfriend and girlfriend kinds mm-hmm. of things, and it can just be yourself.
And parents comparing with other parents. Parents, please don't do that, because you may be putting pressure on your student in a way that isn't the right fit for them, right? Pushing them to something just so that you can say, oh, well, my student got into X, Y, and Z.
Right.
Try not to do that. Try not to compare to other families and where their students are going, that one-upmanship. It shouldn't be in a place for education for our students, because there are so many options and so many different ways of pursuing education after high school that's going to work for them.
And don't just drive around Mary Washington.
Correct.
You live here.
Park. Come in.
Park. Right. Come in. Check out the buildings. You'll be just amazed. We are out of time, but we will continue this discussion. And thank you so much for coming in. And it's always great to have both of you here. Thank you.
Thanks.
Absolutely. Thanks.
Melissa Yakubowski, Dean of Admissions. Sarah Lindberg, Director of First Year Admissions at the University of Mary Washington. Thanks for listening. We'll see you in the morning.
Thanks for listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. The views expressed by the host and guests on this program are their own and not necessarily those of this station, its management, or Centennial Broadcasting. Hear the show anytime by subscribing to the Town Talk podcast on your favorite podcast platform. The Glenn Beck program is next on News Talk 1230 WFVA, focused on Fredericksburg.